Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It's time now for One-on-One with the Pro, and here he is, one of the coolest pros, I don't know, Brett Harsh from Bartlesville Health and Rehab. Hey, Thanksgiving treated you pretty well, huh?
Yeah, except for the pounds that I put on. Other than that, it went well, but hopefully we can get those back off this week. So.
You will, you will. How are our residents doing? Did they have a good getaway, I guess, a good holiday, I guess?
Yeah, it went well. We were able to have our Thanksgiving dinner last week with the residents. We were able to practice social distancing, still just to kind of to be safe, you know,
yeah, sure.
You know how that goes. But for the most part, I mean, they all got the residents got to eat together at least, in the same room. So that was really cool to see. They had a great time doing that, and a lot of good food. Our kitchen staff did an excellent job with preparing the Thanksgiving meal, traditional meal, and they really enjoyed that too. So a lot of compliments given to the mm-hmm. cooks and to the staff, and you know, everybody for getting everybody fed, and you know, just it was a lot of laughs. You know, it was nice to hear all the chatter and just the conversation and going on and everything. And it was really cool to see, and it was a good time.
Well, a few more weeks, like you said. We'll just do it again.
Yeah, now we're starting to prepare for some Christmas stuff going on here as well. In fact, got the Christmas, I believe our Christmas parade downtown Bartlesville is this Saturday.
Oh, yes.
I think we're going to be involved in that.
We'll be looking for you one way or another. Play-by-play.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so that's going to be, we have several staff members that are going to be involved in that as well. I think that's going to be a good time. I don't know if there's going to be costumes involved. They talked about that. That could be interesting. But anyway, I think we are going to, we're aiming to try to get a spot in that and be a part of that, because I think that's going to be pretty cool to see and be a part of, and, you know, just kind of spread the joy, and just being able to do stuff like this after the last, you know, year or two we've had, is it's really cool to just continue to be able to do some normal stuff like this and have some fun. So we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot going on, and of course the holidays and everything, keeping people on their toes, but like you always say, and you say this up with almost every breath, as long as we're keeping it safe.
Yeah.
Because you got to keep it safe.
Yeah, it's just kind of the world we live in now, right?
Yes,
I mean,
it's
you know, and we're not complaining, because we're very happy that we've made the strides and the progress that we have in the last year and a half. It's really been incredible. You know, and then now off with the vaccines and everything coming out, it's really helped, you know, kind of prevent people from getting really sick. Even if the ones that have tested positive, if they're vaccinated, you know, it's mild symptoms for the most part. And well, I mean, we're still completely COVID free right now. I don't want to jinx it, but we are COVID free as of right now. So that's great. Hopefully, we can keep that streak going.
That's a pretty long
streak. It is, and the you know, the ones that we have had positive have, I think we've only had maybe two in the last 4 or 5 months.
Yeah,
and they were both staff members, and for the most part
asymptomatic.
I think maybe one of them had like some symptoms that were basically like allergies, and so you have to consider those symptoms, but you know, for the most part, and you know,
you
for the
do. I know how it goes. Somebody goes, you sneezed,
yeah,
you coughed, and it's like, okay, I'm getting tested, all right.
Yeah, and that's kind of the tough part, because you know, you have people like me who have, you know, we have seasonal allergies, so we do that every year. We're always sneezing and coughing and hacking, so you know, that is the tough part. But you know, we're going to continue to do what we have to do to keep everybody safe, like you
yeah.
said, and we're more than happy to do that. And just being able to get back to some sort of normalcy, like, you know, like Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas parade. We'll have our Christmas party towards the end of the month as well, with a lot of great prizes and stuff that we're going to be handing out in drawings for our staff, just to, you know, kind of a token of appreciation. So that's really cool to see as well. So as long as we can keep doing that, you know, we'll adjust to whatever other regulations, or, you know, basically
whatever you need. Yeah,
yeah, basically whatever steps we're gonna have to take to keep people safe, we're more than happy to do that, because, you know, like we always say, the residents come first. You know, they're our family. I mean, they're not like a family. We do consider them, they are our family. So, you know, we're going to do whatever it takes to keep them safe.
Even the 28-dayers, as we say, because there are a lot of folks that go in just for the rehab. They're there for about 28 days.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, they're moving
yeah,
better than they thought they were going to when they walked in, that's for sure.
Yeah, the average stay for the therapy, for the skilled nursing, is 28 days. And we're really starting to emphasize on that. We're trying to, you know, now that we've got COVID kind of under control, hopefully keep it that way. We're really starting to focus on some skilled therapy and skilled nursing to get them back in, you know, get some back in there, the people that need the help. But like you said, may not be long term, you know, maybe only be a couple weeks, maybe a month. The average stay is 28 days. But our therapists are just incredible, the way they handle themselves and the residents, and keep a smile on their faces. And, you know, whether they're in pain or, you know, kind of down in the dumps, so to speak, you know, when they first come in there, that always changes. You know, every time I walk in there and I see them working working with the residents, they're happy. They have smiles on their face. And even if it's tough for them, you know, they keep our therapists, our girls do such a good job of keeping them upbeat that they keep that positive mindset, and the improvements are really incredible.
Wow, that's amazing. And, you know, we talk about it every time you hear about how folks have those small victories, but they're big victories to them. And the staff sees it.
Yeah.
And most of all, the person who's undergoing the therapy, feels that.
Yeah.
That's them.
Well, we always say that, you know, progress is progress. You know, everybody moves at different rates. Not everybody's the same. You know, and it also depends on what kind of the severity of your injury, or maybe a surgery, or whatever's going on in your life. As long as you are moving forward and making progress, that's, you know, we're going to be happy with that. If we can speed you along, we will. But, you know, for the most part, if you're just moving forward and progressing some way each and every day, that makes everything worth it right there. I mean, that says it all, you know. And that's the ultimate goal, just being the best that we can and providing the best care that we can, and allowing the residents to get back to the, you know, even if it's not their normal lifestyle, as a normal lifestyle as possible for them, so they can continue to see that happiness and that improvement. And as long as we're able to keep doing that, then, you know, we're gonna keep fighting this thing and doing it. So we're really happy to do that.
That is really super. Before we go any further, we need to let folks know where exactly you are. Everybody's got a pretty good idea, but
yeah, well, there's probably some that don't still. I actually had somebody ask me over the weekend where we were located, so it never hurts to tell. We are located at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place. 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place. It's a facility just north of the hospital, not even a full block, just a street or two over. We can be reached at 918-333-9545, 918-333-9545. Bartlesville Health and Rehab Community is our Facebook page. I urge you to like and share it. Like, share, and follow, you know, do what you do on that. We also have our website up. It's BartlesvilleHealthAndRehab.com. We really focus on our Facebook page. We're still making improvements to our website, but our Facebook page is where I'm at, you know, essentially every day, going on there, posting, keeping everybody kind of in the loop for those that can't be there. You know, we are allowing inside visitation now, which is great. You know,
the families can
come in and see their loved ones. But, you know, for the ones that can't be there every day, or, you know, maybe ones that live out of town that can't come very often, you know, they can at least see, you know, what's going on. And I know that they really enjoy that, being able to see pictures of their loved ones and being able to see them perform in the activities is really a big thing. And, you know, and also just being able to see the improvements we're making, you know, day by day. We continue to have some remodels done, not only the apartment, but in the long term facility as well, in the nursing home. We continue to have, you know, redoing the ceilings. We've redone several lights. I've had several pictures and statuses about the ceilings and the lights being done, but we're continuing to move across the building. So as they continue to improve, our second dining room actually is being done as of last week.
Oh,
so
wow.
when it gets done, hopefully this week, I'll be putting pictures on there as well. So for anybody that wants to come in and see the improvements there, that's another good use for it.
I understand this is a quantum leap as far as lighting is concerned. There's lights and then it's like, oh my goodness.
Yeah,
this is a big jump.
the difference was pretty astronomical. We were watching, or we were walking through the first hallway that got done, and we actually had to turn the setting down a little bit on the new lights, just because there was such a difference in the brightness that it, you know, it was kind of messing with the eyes of some people. So we had to go in there and turn the settings down. Well, that's a good problem to have, though. That's okay. You know, they're much better, and we'll get used to it, and being able to have those settings like that, and it really, having them redo the ceilings and everything as well, it just looks so much better.
Oh yeah, one thing that people sometimes know, sometimes they don't know, is that this isn't based out of Los Angeles or New York, Chicago or Dallas. This is home-owned. The family that owns it, they're there every day.
Yep, they are.
You're going to see the people who own it.
Yeah, the owners are.
Outnumbered, guys.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, it is independently owned, and it's, you know, it's like you said, it's a family. The owner, they really do treat us all like family. They treat the residents like family. They just reiterate every day, basically. Every time you talk to them, just reiterate, you know, we are family. You know, if you have a problem, you know, talk to us. And it's just not just – and for the residents, you know, I agree. It's not just a number. A lot of big corporate, you know, we've said this in the past, a lot of big corporations, you know, they have those numbers that they want to keep, and, you know, they have statistics and stuff. And, you know, and we do to an extent. I mean, we keep track of the numbers. Obviously, you have to. But,
you do, yeah.
But, you know, with that being said, it's not, they're not known as just a number. We personally know them. We know their, you know, their families. We know their names. We know their backgrounds and stuff like that. And being able to do that, it's, you're really able to kind of resonate with them more. And it is more like a family, because you know them that well, and you get to know them, and they do become your family. And, So I think that really goes a long way, and it really speaks volumes to, you know, just how we run things and you know, how we treat each other. And, you know, I mean, we have bad days just like everybody else. We may bicker like family, but at the end of the day, we got each other's backs, and we are a family, and we're going to continue to have that mindset. And I think as long as we do have that mindset, we're gonna keep doing well.
You're going to be aces, my friend. Now, every now and then, I'll ask you about the blood drives coming up. With Christmas and everything, do we still have one this month?
Yeah, they actually – yep. So we are going to have one more – we're going to shoot for one more blood drive this month. It was originally actually scheduled for Thursday, December 23rd, but with that being so close to Christmas, they wanted to give themselves a little bit of room there, so they moved it back a day. Not a big jump, not a big difference, but, you know, they thought that full day would make a difference, so in helping prepare and then, you know, allowing their families to get ready for Christmas. So we are scheduled to do a blood drive on Wednesday, December 22nd. Same thing at our facility. We're just gonna continue to do the blood mobile. I think they're allowing around the same amount. I'll have to go and check. I think they're allowing around the same amount of signups. I know we've already had several people sign up for it. Last time I checked last week, we did have a few openings left, though. So if anybody's interested in giving, I know we have a lot of repeat donors. That's why they spread them out the way they do, because there's so many people that enjoy, you know, helping people out and donating, and which we really enjoy too. Being able to see that and, you know, helping out families and people any way we can, and to help save lives is, you know, that's the ultimate goal of donating. So it's really cool to see that, and you know, all the familiar faces that continuously are, you know, being, you know, selfless and unselfish and going in there and donating blood. We really love to see that.
Indeed. You know, it's once again, it all kind of speaks of togetherness, and this community is really good about taking care of one another, I think.
Yeah, no, it is. You know, we have a city, so to speak, but we're not huge. We're very familiar with other people and other businesses.
Yes, we are.
So that's, you know, that's, I guess it could be seen as good and bad, but for the most part, I think it is good. I agree with you. You know, just knowing where everything's at, everybody, you know, all the familiar faces, and, you know, but having enough people to be supportive and to be successful is important as well. And I think we have that as well. So we kind of have the best of both worlds there.
I think so.
So it is really cool to see that, you know, word spreads fast. So just being able to share a blood drive post a couple of times, and that thing fills up. It does it every time. It's, you know, I don't have to do much work on that. They make my life easy. I just have to share it once or twice and let them know where the dates are. And they go on. I mean, they're so good with it now that they just go on. They don't even have to sign. 90% of the people, I don't even have to sign up. They can just go online and do it themselves. They've done it so often.
Next thing you know, all the slots are like, hey, kind of snug there.
I mean, yeah. I've had openings before, and then somebody asked me about it to go look for them, and I'll go in there and check, and then they're already full. So it is, you know, with the limited amount of slots, it makes it difficult to get in there. But, you know, as for right now, we're going to keep, at least till the end of the year, we're going to keep the blood mobile going. We're not allowing them in the building yet. Maybe we'll get to a position next year to where we can allow them in the building and use one of our community rooms, and then we'll be able to allow more of their workers to show up, and then we can allow more slots. But as for right now, I think, you know, we're happy with the way it's going right now. It's going pretty smooth, so we're going to stick to that.
Just take your time. There's
That's the thing. You got to be patient, unfortunately. So we're going to keep doing that.
Speaking of patience, I know you got a bit of a waiting list for the apartments, but gee golly, you got a heck of a deal with your apartments for folks who want to live there at Barnesville Health and Rehab.
Yeah, we're still offering the decreased rate of $850 a month with everything included. Completely remodeled apartments. As far as the ones that are open, there are a few that haven't been turned over yet, just because people's been living in them. So, if that day ever comes, we'll remodel those as well. But there is still a waiting list. I actually was just handed the updated list last week, and there's still several people on it. We did have a couple open up, and then they were gone the next day.
Just like that.
Yeah. So it's good to see. It's a good problem to have. But yeah, the patience is key on those, because they go fast. So people really love them. So hopefully we can keep everybody happy and they can stay patient with us.
One thing that is really remarkable is your team there that takes care of everything from, you know, the apartments to the main building.
Yep.
They take care of the heating, the air, the lights,
and
how the air moves. Yeah. That's very important.
Yeah, it is. It is. We're very blessed. We have, you know, like I say, it's the same building. There is a door that separates the long-term care and the skilled nursing as well. They're together. But then you go through a door, and then you're in the independent side. So, but it is the same building. So yeah, everything. I mean, the same team take care of everybody, and they know all the apartment residents as well. It's not just the nursing home residents. So, you know, they're our family too. So it's really cool to see that.
How do we find you?
Okay, we're located at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place, just north of the hospital, 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place, and you can reach us at 918-333-9545.
All right, Brett, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.